Shout it out this morning. Great is God's faithfulness. He promised, I will never leave thee, I'll never forsake thee. I'll go with you to the very end of the world. Let's talk about the goodness of the Lord. We need to focus our attention on who God is and what he is and who he wants to become to us, because we're living in a very hostile world. It's a known fact that this world has never been a friend to grace. Never. And if you think things are bad now, according to the scriptures, things are going to get worse and worse. I don't know what we would do if we depended upon our own strength to carry us through. rather than depending upon the faithfulness of God. Jesus said, John chapter 15, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So this world has never been a friend to grace. This world hates Christians. Don't think for a moment that anyone who lives a godly life and loves Jesus and loves his neighbor and is nice to people and his heart is pure and he does all the right things, don't think for a moment that people are going to slap you on the back and say, what a great fellow you are. Those are the characters they throw to the lions and burn at the stake if they could. Nowadays, here in America, they can't do that. They don't throw you into a den of lions, but they can sure ostracize you and persecute you and say mean things about you and exclude you from their company. And those who would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And this world's condition will worsen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul tells us, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. In the last days, perilous times shall come. So here again, I say, if we depend on our own strength to carry us through, then we're losers. But if we depend upon the faithfulness of God, and all through the Scripture, it is asserted and attested to the faithfulness of our God. From Genesis through Revelation, he is trustworthy. We can depend upon him. We can trust him. So let's don't conform to this world. Let us be nonconformists, loners, marching at the beat of a distant drummer instead of dancing to the devil's music, walking with God, even though there seems to be so few who really love the Lord. Sometimes I feel like Isaiah, who said, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You know, you preach and preach, and you try to help people, and it seems so very few people are willing to hear what the Spirit of God would say to them, what God would challenge them with. Most people seem to be content just living their own life, doing their own thing, going their own way, turning a deaf ear to God, giving him the cold shoulder. There seems to be very few who say sincerely, Lord, I love you. I don't want to be conformed to this world, but I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Lord, whatever it takes, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to love you. There seem to be so few who say that. I hope you are numbered among those who will say, God, I want to serve you, whatever it takes. Let me ask you a question. Are you swayable? What is your price? What is the level of your resistance? Can you resist temptation just so far and then you give in? Are you able to stand alone and be a nonconformist and walk with God just so far, but then when the pressure gets too great, you cave in? What is your price? Are you swayable? What are your convictions and principles? How great is your courage? Oh, friend, don't allow this world to shape you into its mold. But have a determination with all your heart and soul that you are going to be what God wants you to be. Jeremiah 12, verse 5, if thou hast run with a footman, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustedst, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? I take that verse to mean, if you can't live for God when everything is going pretty well, what are you going to do when the heat is turned up and the pressure is turned on? If you can't even keep up with a footman, but you get worn out, what are you going to do when they jump on horses and take off? Or in the land of peace, just like here in America, where we do have freedom of religion and worship and freedom of conscience. No one is persecuted for their faith, not really. Not like in some countries. You can go to any church you want to go to, or you don't have to go at all. And if in this land of peace, if you can't serve God, what are you going to do when Jordan overflows its banks? What are you going to do when all wickedness breaks loose? You know, there is coming a day. Have you ever read the book of Revelation? Read the book of Revelation and see about that time when all wickedness will be let loose, unrestrained, and man will be able to do whatever he wants to do, and wickedness will cover the world. What are you going to do then? Well, we better start making preparations today and right now, when things are pretty peaceful and quiet. Say with a determined heart, O God, whatever it takes, I'm going to serve you, I'm going to love you, I'm going to put you first. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be yours, Lord. Whatever it takes.
There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind, there are new heights to climb. In me you will find. For whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. Be more like you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. Take my houses and my lands, change my dreams and all my plans, for I'm placing my life in your hands. And if you call me today to a land far away, Lord, I'll go, and your will obey. Take the dearest things to me, if that's how it must be, to draw me closer to thee. Let the disappointments come, lonely days without the sun. If through sorrow then that's what I'll be willing to do.
What a message in that song, isn't there? Lord, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. Whatever it takes to make me pleasing to you, God, I'll be willing. And that's a pretty strong statement, and we can't make it in ourselves. I keep emphasizing that because it's so. And the Bible teaches us that we cannot live the Christian life in our own strength. It is only through the power of the Holy Ghost, and we need to be filled with the Spirit of God and be surrendered to Him. That's the secret of a happy Christian life, isn't it? Is to become emptied of self and filled with God. I don't know where you are right now as you're listening to the broadcast, driving along in your automobile all by yourself there in solitude, or maybe sitting there in the living room or at the kitchen having a second cup of coffee. Maybe out taking a walk somewhere, and you have a little pocket radio with you, and you're tuned in and having morning devotions with me. But wherever you are, God sees you, and He knows you. He knows your heart cry. He knows your longings. He knows all your prayers. Well, one might say, if God knows all about me and He knows everything I need, why pray? Because Jesus taught us to pray. And we understand that prayer is the means by which we procure these things from God. Even though He knows what we have need of, He wants us to verbalize those needs and make them known to Him. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He knows your heart. He knows your need. But He wants you to express that need to Him. And as you express it, to believe that God hears that prayer. And why don't we just pray right now, wherever you are. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. We are poor and needy, in need of God, in need of your touch, in need of the fullness of your presence to live within us. The world is too strong. The temptations are too great. The discouragements are too severe for us to make it by ourselves as we walk through this wilderness of existence, through a hostile world who is angry always with grace. But Lord, through your strength and your grace, we will overcome. We will be the Christian that you want us to be. Everywhere, not just in church for an hour on Sunday morning, but all through the week, there in the factory, in the office, in the school classroom, there in the hospital, there in some strange city far away where nobody knows us. With God's help, we'll be what you want us to be. Give us the strength, fill us with your Holy Spirit. And I think that there are many in that unseen audience praying with me right now. Oh God, fill me, fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit, with the fullness of your power and grace. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Christ's name. In Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing that you bring within our hearts and lives. Friend, there is healing in the hands of Jesus. Let him touch your life right now and bring that wholeness, that healing. There is healing in his hands. Listen to the song, it'll be a blessing to you. And as you listen, let the hand of the Lord reach out and touch you. Bring healing physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, in your relationships, healing from the Lord. Amen. What a message, what a song, isn't it? There is healing in the hands of the Lord. Let him touch you today. And those aren't empty words. The hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. And wherever you are, may the hand of Jesus be stretched forth and touch you and bring wholeness in your life. Amen. I've enjoyed these times of morning devotions that I can spend with you. Thank you for allowing me to do so. Count it a privilege every morning, Monday through Friday, for a full half hour to spend this time devotionally with you. And let me take this opportunity to thank those of you and that unseen audience who helped to make these programs possible because they are listener-supported. Thank you for your assistance and your help as I endeavor to help you and many others. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Oh, worship the King. Let's worship him today, throughout the day, every day. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. God bless you.
The deep